We want to have you come. We have 1 minute to share at the most. It doesn't have to be a minute. It can be something shorter. Please don't try to stretch it too long. If you speak for 2 minutes, that means one person doesn't get to share. So usually if you know it's a minute, guess what? When you start going over a minute, what happens with everybody else? All of a sudden they stop listening. So, sorry. You try to keep it to a minute, okay? And you'll hear the guitars. They'll let you know you've come to an end. And then try to finish your thought and complete it. You don't need a lot of praise the Lord up front. Just start talking. Thank the Lord. You know, sometimes you have a bad habit and are sharing, praise the Lord. And that's not what you're here for. Well, I shouldn't say that. Anyway, just don't waste words. Just come, use the time quickly, okay? We only have time for not that many. Okay? Be strong. Release that inner part of your being, your spirit. Just be strong to speak Christ, okay? Let's go. Come line up. Both sides, two mics. Just come on up. Very good.
I'd quickly like to share something that really stuck out to me. The fact that eating is just so simple.
Amen.
And we don't have to think of the ins and outs of what goes on like when we're eating our like daily meals. But it just nourishes us no matter the fact. Like, we don't have to know the proteins or the enzymes behind it. And in the same way, we might not understand what we're reading in the Word necessarily, but it's like the rice example. It's cleaning us nevertheless.
Amen.
And it's nourishing us even more so. And we can grow in the Lord through that.
Amen. Aren't you so happy that there's verses like John 16:13? But when He, the Spirit of reality, comes, Amen. He will guide you into all the reality.
Amen.
Well, the Spirit of reality has already come. Right. Praise the Lord. Sorry. Amen. This is something to praise the Lord about, right? Because we don't have to wait. But the Spirit of reality is here today. And I was just enjoying this verse, praying over it. He will guide you into all the reality. And so I think this weekend we saw a lot of things. Maybe we saw that we don't have that much experience of Christ. But guess what? The Spirit of reality will guide us into all the reality. And just from this morning's message, we need to be ones that learn and find Christ in our daily experience. There are so many experiences that David had, but he found Christ.
Right.
He found a way to experience Christ in all those experiences.
Right.
So praise the Lord for the Spirit of reality.
Amen. There was a lot that I gained during this weekend. I really didn't want to be here, but the Lord was like, I need you to be there. And I listened and obeyed, and there was a lot I gained, but mostly was in turning my heart to the Lord, which has been really tough lately. And I find it really interesting how, I guess, the song for the weekend was Fill My Spirit Up.
Amen.
And that part where it says, break through every part of my mind, emotion, will, and heart.
Amen.
I find that part to be very touching to my spirit, because in order for me to enter into that reality of the Lord, I have to turn my whole heart. But I also have to be real with the Lord and be honest with Him in parts that I cannot give Him right now. And just, I don't know, in a way, opening up is kind of opening up, I guess. So, amen.
Amen.
I
don't
know. Amen. Saints, let's have some amens every now and then.
Amen. Huh.
You know, it's hard. You're a hard audience.
Right.
If there's no amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
a little encouragement.
Right. Amen.
And let's not have any more coming right now. We need an amen section.
Right.
So I just like to share my testimony and experience from living in a brother's house in college. It's my first semester in college, and you know, praise the Lord, I can actually, instead of living in the dorms, I can be in a sanctified environment with the brothers. And this personal time with the Lord, I went through Psalm 133. It says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity." It is like the fine oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard, that ran down upon the hem of his garments, like the dew of Hermon that came down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Jehovah commanded the blessing, life forever. Amen. So I would just encourage like all of you college saints, if you're on campus together, you know, just be really spiritually blended and living in the Spirit together, because the oil of the Spirit will not only like anoint you on the head, it will run down upon your beard and down to the hem of your garments even. And that is such a wonderful living. It's really life forever.
Amen. Appreciated seeing that we need to experience the Lord in a subjective way. And I was just considering this morning, I'd never met my grandfather. My dad, he died when my dad was very young. So in a way, I never experienced him. I knew about him. I knew that he was, you know, alive and that he, you know, his life, but I never experienced him. So in a way, he's not really real to me. But I realized, like, Lord, I don't want this to be the same way with the Lord. I don't want to just have the objective knowledge. And I just really appreciate seeing that the objective knowledge needs to be converted into a subjective experience. I appreciated seeing that in order for the Lord to be real to us, we have to enjoy him. We have to enjoy him by calling on his name. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, we can enjoy him by fellowshipping with him. Oh, by reading the word, by eating the word. So I just really appreciate it seeing, like, Lord, may we just continue experiencing you in reality. Amen.
I enjoyed the way of the reality. The way of reality is through the Spirit. Amen. And we just want to be those that just come in this way. This whole week, I've been much appreciating about the truth, the knowledge, surpassing love of Christ. And we just need this the divinity dispensing, and not just now, but our day-to-day living, in our personal ways and in every way. We just need to enter into the reality to enjoy him as the life. Amen.
Well, I'm so thankful we have the Word of God. This weekend, I just had a fresh appreciation for God speaking. A lot of times during my personal time experience in the morning, it'll be me rushing out of the house, maybe singing a hymn or giving a short prayer because I'm late and I don't have time to get into the Word. And a lot of times when that happens, it feels like I'm missing something. There's no substance from my enjoyment. But I just enjoyed that we really need to be in the Word. The Lord is faithful to remind us, but he's faithful to remind us of what we gain that morning. We just need to be faithful to gather the manna in the morning. And I just enjoyed that this Word is not a doctrine. This Word is a real and living person. Amen. We need the Rhema Word. We need the real and living person. Amen.
What stood out for me was a message too when one of the speakers said, reality is when the Lord comes out of you. And I thought to myself, like, what is actual reality? And I thought about my everyday life. And I realized that in our everyday life, we would go through emotions like anger, envy, greed, lust. And I realized that when I receive Christ, I don't feel those emotions. I feel refreshed, I feel at peace, and I feel like understanding, and I don't feel those like regular human emotions that everyone goes through. And I thought to myself, like, that's actual reality. And one of my leaders a year ago told me, he had a history of like substance abuse, and he told me that, you know, out of all the things that he did, that the best feeling he ever got was receiving Christ, and that's reality. Christ is the reality of our universe.
This weekend, we saw that God wants to bring us into all the reality. And one point that I really appreciated from Brother Ken sharing last night is that we need to be doers. Once this weekend is over, we need to be those that put into practice some of these life practices that we were told this weekend. And one point that I just really appreciated is that we have to eat Christ as the Spirit in the Word. Amen. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart." Saints, we have to eat the Word. The Word is so delicious. It's enjoyable to us. I was touched to see that the Word, it feeds us and it nourishes us. And this is what causes us to enter into the reality. And the Word, our eating of the scroll, our eating of the Word isn't just for ourselves, but it's also for all of us. It's for the body of Christ. It's so that we can feed ourselves and feed others.
Wow. No, I just want to thank God for this time that we had, especially because I never wanted to come. Since like 3-4 months ago, I said, I'm not going to. But now I decided to, and I'm going to be baptized after the service. And I feel so happy because there is always time. I don't know who was talking about it, but one of the preachers was saying that it's not how we eat, it's how we digest. And that matters a lot. And just thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 28:7. Jehovah is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song do I give thanks to him. Verse 8. Jehovah is their strength, and he is a stronghold of salvation to his anointed. I was just really touched by Brother Lawson's sharing about David earlier today at 15 years old. You know, I've studied several forms of martial arts for most of my life, and then here is David at 15 taking down a giant. And honestly, no amount of training or things I do in myself can measure up to what the Lord can do through us. I remember reading through a ministry book called God's Need and God's Goal, where Witness Lee actually describes in this chapter a sister who was on a missionary trip. She was on a boat, and pirates actually came to swarm the boat and whatever. And she actually stood up to one of them and said, Jehovah will not let me be hurt. And they were so intimidated by her boldness right there. And I was just really touched. There's nothing we can do. Jehovah is our strength.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'll be completely honest. When I came here, I didn't really know the topic of the conference. But when I heard that it was on the spirit of reality, the first thought that went into my head was, really? We're talking about this again? Like, I know this already. But it's just like, at that moment, after we heard many of the messages regarding the outward knowledge, the doctrine versus the inward experience, the subjective experience, I was immediately just convicted, like, Lord, I say that I know all these things, but that means it's not real to me anymore, because Christ is inexhaustible. We can never run out of this experience. So I'll be really brief. This reminds me very much, in the life study of Genesis, it's talking about the tree of life, and one principle is to be dependent versus being independent. And it's talking about here, I'm just going to read a little portion. We may graduate from studying, but we should never graduate from eating. Furthermore, we cannot graduate from drinking water or from breathing air. So, the Lord is basically our air, our food, and our drink. We can never graduate from him. Amen. So we can never graduate from experiencing the spirit of reality.
It's been a really rich weekend with all you saints, so it was kind of hard to find a part that I enjoyed more than others. But the first night, talking about the spirit of reality, is one of my favorite things, because God's the most realest thing in the universe. So I'll just share a couple points I got from it that I enjoyed. One of it being, Christ is the reality of every positive thing in the universe. That really touched my spirit. And they talked a lot about when you turn to the Lord, part of the veil gets turned away, or taken away. And I found myself praying that night, oh Lord, you know, help me turn to you and get rid of that veil. You know, I want that veil gone.
Amen.
But I thought it was really sweet. Thank
you. Praise the Lord that he wants us to have a normal humanity, not a super humanity. I always thought that the Lord always had those perfect responses to all kinds of people. But I just got really touched that he just had a really normal and fragrant humanity. He cared about those people. That's why he was so able to get those people to him. Oh Lord, as long as we experience the spirit of reality every day and never graduate from eating him, and we'll keep growing in life, and we'll always have something to share with others. Amen. We'll truly be great testimony for him. Amen.
I really enjoyed from the first message that God wants us to come to the full knowledge of the truth. But this is not just an objective knowledge of the Bible. He doesn't just want us to know the truth in an objective way, but he needs to have the subjective realization in our daily living. I think sometimes when we're in a conference setting, we don't want to go back. We just want to stay here forever. But I'm just excited to put all these things into practice. You know, the Lord needs to be real in our daily living. I want Christ to be real to me. I think we learned this weekend that Christ is reality, but we need Christ to be real to us. You know, I don't want to spend my life merely doing things for the Lord in an outward way, but I want Christ to be lived out of me. Amen. We need to go back and keep enjoying the Lord, keep eating the Lord, so that we can really testify as Paul testified, that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Amen. This is just an observation that I have, but I think what the biggest, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, hurdle to believers and even to ourselves are going on is that the Lord isn't real to us. And this is just a sign that the objective Christ wants to become the subjective Christ. So I really appreciated this one line that our going on in our Christian life is altogether linked to our relationship with the Word. So there's a need for us to convert the logos to the rhema. There's a need for the collecting of the manna, the eating, digesting, and the proper absorption. So it's not enough just to read, but really to pray over it, to let the Lord speak to us, to let what he speaks to us penetrate our being. I enjoy this morning in Philippians 4, the Apostle Paul says that in any situation, in everything, in all things, he had learned the secret, both to abound and to hunger. The Apostle Paul learned how to convert the logos into rhema, to have such a fellowship with the Lord. And saints, this is really crucial to our going on. So let's keep eating, let's keep digesting.
I was really touched this weekend that Christ needs doers. That in Matthew 7:24, it was identified that everyone therefore who hears these words of mine and does them builds a house on a rock. And I loved how simply it's does them or does not do them. So we can either be on a rock or on the sand based on our subjective experience of these words. So I really enjoyed, we need to be in the Word, but we also need to make it our experience. And through this is how we build up our house. So we can withstand all the tribulation, all the trials we see in our life. So let us just read the Word and actually do it.
So this semester I'm taking a class on translations, and last week we were discussing the Bible, and I was kind of excited because I thought I would get some light from understanding the language of the Bible. But after that class, I've never felt so dead in my entire life. It's actually really sad because this professor knows the Bible in Greek and Hebrew and Latin, but like totally missed Christ as the reality of the Word. And so I appreciate this weekend to just get out of my mind and to enjoy the spirit of reality who is guiding us into all the reality. And also, I have a few friends who are really good at physics. And one time I took them ice skating, and I thought they would be good at ice skating because they know physics. But just like watched them all falling down one after the other. And you realize that sometimes even your objective understanding or knowledge of something can like inhibit your subjective experience. And so I appreciate that on one hand, we have the spirit of reality who is guiding us into all the reality. And on the other hand, we have all these patterns in the Bible, like David and Paul, that are patterns to us how to live just a normal Christian life, enjoying the spirit of reality.
I just enjoyed the matter of eating Christ as the spirit in the Word. And I just wanted to echo what Brother Joe said, that the way we go on with the Lord depends on our relationship with the Word. And sometimes the problem is not the eating, but the digestion. And I was just struck with that because physically, sometimes that occurs with me. I love eating, so I eat it, but I eat it too fast. I don't chew it. So then when I have to digest it, it's not good. But I just really was struck because it is the digestion part, the assimilation that changes inwardly our constitution. So we can pray read the Word, we can be nourished by it, we can sing the Word, but this objective knowledge, this objective Word turning into our subjective experience is what the Lord wants to do.
Amen. This week I was really touched that when the Lord contacts when he contacted the Samaritan woman, he didn't ask her a question out of religious concept, like where are you saved or what church do you go to, but he just asked her, give me a drink. And saying this touched her heart, and it entered into her situation, and it didn't matter what her situation was, but Christ could fulfill her need. And I just enjoyed that we have this Christ is the spirit of reality guiding us into reality. And when we have this one wrought into our being, when we experience this one in subjective way, everything that he is and everything that he has is real to us.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the spirit of reality. This weekend, I just really was refreshed by all the speaking. This morning, I was reading Mark 9 as part of my morning watch. And I came upon verse 23 and 24. 23 says, "And Jesus said to him, 'You say, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes.' Immediately crying out, the father of the child said, 'I believe, help my unbelief.'" And I was really struck by the end of 24 because I feel like this is my experience that, you know, I know the word because I grew up in the church life, in a Christian family, and I went to summer school and all these conferences. But part of me still doesn't believe because I don't have these subjective experiences. And I just realized, you know, Lord, I need more experiences of you. You know, I have so much objective knowledge, but I want this to be converted. And I just had to pray read 24 over and over again. Oh, Lord, help my unbelief. Give me these subjective experiences that I need.
I really enjoyed how, like David, we need to have a personal and affectionate relationship with the Lord. One time during our campus morning revival, we were praying over Song of Songs 1:2. "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine." And some of us college students were kind of taken aback by this verse, especially the brothers. But this is actually very sweet because it shows us that the seeker wanted something more intimate of Christ's love. And only by this kind of relationship can we pour out what is on our heart so that the Lord may pour out everything that is on his heart. So may we all build a personal and affectionate relationship with the Lord for our mutual satisfaction.
Amen. I appreciated that the Lord made the world so that every day is a new beginning, a fresh start. He is the God of new beginnings. So praise the Lord that if one day it doesn't go as planned, we have a new day, a fresh start.
Is knowing Christ subjectively, but we need to convert our knowledge into subjective experiences of Christ. This semester, I prayed to the Lord that I wanted to have more of an intimate relationship with him, and he has been so precious to me that he has allowed me sisters as companions to have morning revival. And as coming to this conference, I wanted to actually have more of a separate time with him because I feel like I've been too lazy to come in front of him and to turn back to him. And as singing the hymns with the sisters, I felt more joyous and my objective way of knowing the Lord became a subjective way.
Amen. This morning I was so touched seeing the pattern of Paul and the example of David and even Timothy and how when they were young, they took the time to get to know the Lord in a personal way. They took the time to get to know the word, the scriptures, and that because they gave the Lord this time when they were younger, they could be useful to him when they grew older. So we only get to be young once, right? Like when David was put in front of the sheep, like he only had that opportunity once. And because he trusted the Lord, when the bears and the wolves, lions, whatever it was, came, he was ready. And when he was put in front of Goliath, he was ready. And when it was time for him to become king, he was ready. But it's because he really gave himself to the Lord and had this personal, affectionate relationship with him. I just pray that we all could learn to know the Lord in such a way that we could be useful to him and that we would be a man according to God's heart, doing whatever he will.
So I really liked message 3 in this conference. We were talking about like how to have a fellowship with the Lord, that we should have morning revival, we should pray, and we should have, we should pray, read the word to enjoy him. And I just really want to share that this past fall semester and continually in this spring semester, I was able to schedule like my own time with my Lord. So I would like, you know, because I have a roommate, so I'll like know when she's not in the room. And when she's not in the room, I'll like, you know, close the door. And then I'll just like set the timer for like, you know, 10 minutes, not very long. And then I'll like stand in front of the window and just call on the Lord. Like it doesn't have to be very loud, but it's just always so intimate. And you know, it really calms my mind because like I'm always like, I have a lot of classes. I have 4 classes in a row in the morning. So every time I have this like prayer to the Lord. It can be really simple, just like calling on him, saying like, oh Lord, I love you. And then, you know, afterwards I can like read the Bible, and it's always so like so sweet. So I really wanted to share it with all of you.
In the Bible, the New Testament. But then I'm following a schedule, so every day I have to read a certain portion. But then I realized that many times I'm just reading it for the sake of ticking the box. And I don't spend enough time in the Word and just to digest and chew on the Word. And I really appreciate that we have a way to do this, and this is by prayer reading. We shouldn't try to microwave Christ. I feel like oftentimes I try to microwave Christ and just like tick the box, but then that's not the point. And I really enjoyed Jeremiah 15:16. I feel like oftentimes the Word is not the gladness and joy of my heart, but we should really turn the words into our prayers, and you know, the Word can be the joy and gladness of our heart.
Amen. So yesterday I was actually feeling really discouraged because I had a burden for my roommate for a really long time, and maybe even certain expectations, because I prayed and I fellowshipped, and she was even supposed to come to this retreat, but at the last minute it didn't work out. But I think I was just really encouraged because even despite that, the Lord really supplied me, and because he knew what I needed. Because yesterday, there were so many sisters that cherished me and supplied me and took care of me. And even one sister who came from my campus for the first time, and this was her first retreat, but she is still such an encouragement to me. So I just realized that this is really what it means to have a genuine care in other people. So because through all their love and all their support and all their prayers, I was so supplied. So now I know that I can go back to Wellesley, and then I can be able to dispense life into all those who I have a burden for.
Amen. I really enjoyed the picture of the prodigal son. So as someone who grew up Christian and grew up in the church life, I've always had this feeling that those people who have like a dynamic salvation experience get the better deal, because they get this like this dynamic experience. They're so strong for the Lord. They've seen the other side, and like they know now that the Lord is better. But I feel like growing up as like the older son stuck in the father's house, you just lose this fresh appreciation for what you have. I really enjoy that the son, it wasn't, I also had never seen that picture. I was like, oh, that seems a little unfair. But he was doing all these daily things, but he had no real experience. He's just doing it out of this sense of duty, out of this sense of religion. And I realized that that's really what I'm doing. I don't want that to be my experience in the church life. I don't want that just to be something that I grew up doing so that I'm just going to continue because I'm already here. So I just really enjoy the lines from this song, "Life is full of opportunities. Ordered by our Father's hand, we see everything's the best that it could be. So let's gain Christ. Christ, our content and reality."
Amen. I appreciated seeing this weekend the importance of having both objective knowledge and subjective experience, and just kind of realizing that I have a lot more objective knowledge than I do subjective experience. But I appreciated seeing that we gain this objective experience by enjoying Christ in our daily life. And this can begin with something just as simple as like calling on the Lord. So we have this one already in us, and he wants to guide us into all the reality. But when we do something like call on his name, we just give him the opportunity to move in our being.
Man, I was just touched that we need to transfer our objective knowledge of Christ into a subjective, real experience of him. And that God's not looking for a group of people that just know a lot of doctrine about him, but he really wants a group of people who like enjoy him by eating him. And I just really appreciate this hymn, "I have treasured your word more than my daily bread. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God."
Amen. I like the topic of contacting people in a normal way. I like this part that says, "Do not attempt to be holy, angelic, or spiritual. Rather be a neat, clean, and normal human being." I just think about how like I've come so far with like learning the Word, and I still want to keep on learning the Word. And the fact that before I wouldn't even care or like bother to like listen to what someone had to say if they're having a hard time. But now it's like having Christ's life in me. It gives me that love for someone. Like when they're going through something, I just want to go to them and just talk to them and be like, listen, it's all right. We can battle this together. Because you know, Jesus went through a lot of battles, and we also are going to go through a lot of battles because of the enemy. But if we have Christ's life in us and we keep on being faithful to the Lord and being like, you know, contacting other brothers and sisters, it's like you just fight this battle together. So amen.
I really enjoy that our God is the God of new beginnings, and that every morning we can have a new beginning in Him, can forget all the things behind. And in Judges 5:31, it says that we are like the sun when it rises in its might. And I don't know about you, but when I get up, I don't really rise in my might, you know, I kind of just like roll out of bed. But in the beginning of the verse, it says that may those who love Him be like the sun when it rises in its might. So we can see that our motivation is love. And I really enjoy that song that says that thy mighty love, O God, constraineth me. So this love enables us to rise up, even when we're tired, and to rise up in might. And I was also really touched that the Lord is calling us to rise up in the morning to meet Him in the Word, to enjoy the Word with Him, and that actually the Word that we enjoy in the morning, it spontaneously flows out later in the day. Like, even if we don't exactly know, like, what you read, like, after we read it, there's an opportunity for the Lord to flow out later on.
Amen. Amen. So, at home, I love to eat a lot. So, I go to my closet, I see some Doritos. But, I turn back to the nutritional facts, and it has, like, MSG. And like, MSG is not good for you. So I realized that the Bible is the only healthy food that I could eat on this earth. I have a little something to share with you guys. My mom came from the market carrying bags of food. I tell her I don't want it because I'm just not in the mood. My stomach starts to growl. I get a little hungry. I still don't want that food, so I ask my dad for money. He tells me, get out his face, because I'm a big disgrace. So I go up to my room, head all down and everything. I pray to the Lord and ask Him to tell me anything. I open up the Word, John 6:51. Jesus is the living bread. I definitely want some. A little bit of Jesus I knew would fill me up. He will satisfy my hunger. He's Jesus. He knows what's up.
So what I enjoyed most from this conference was that the manna came in the morning, and that's why we have morning revival. And for Israelites, when they got the manna, when it came down as a dew, they had to collect it first and then work on it, like make a cake, grind it, and like make powder. But then in our real like daily life for me, I drive to school every day, Monday to Thursday, and that time of driving is such a blessing for me because there's nobody else in my car except me and my God. And I just spend that time to like touch the Lord, like just singing or like just memorizing, just a verse just comes up, like just work on that verse and just gain that Christ.
Amen. This morning I had a new appreciation for the words word, or the words for word, logos and rhema. And especially in Jeremiah 15:16, which says, "Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words were found, and I ate them. And your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart." This first words is logos. We need to eat the word. We need to have this experience of getting the word into our being, and then we afford it the opportunity to become to us the gladness and joy of our heart. When we are constituted with the word as logos, it can become the rhema to us, and it can be in our practical experience, whatever we need. Amen. Lord, I want the word to become real to me, Amen. Become the gladness and joy of my heart.
I I really enjoyed from this conference seeing that the Lord has given us the Spirit and the Word. The Spirit of reality is in our spirit. He's not in our mind, and we can't, there's some things we just can't understand in our mind. There's times where sometimes I'm just stuck in my mind trying to understand the Lord, but it just ends up in more questionings. But we need to exercise our spirit and touch the reality. And I also enjoyed that we need the Word. So we have the Spirit within and the Word without. And we need to have a change in our diet. We can't partake of the world or our world and try and love the Lord at the same time. We really need to eat the Word as the Logos so then we can have experiences, subjective experiences, so we can supply others.
I was really touched by this matter of discipline because it reminded me of the Job. So God really loved Job, and God even said that Job was a perfect and righteous man, an upright man. But what loving father doesn't discipline his children, right? And God's discipline of Jehovah was very severe. He took away his children, his wealth, and his health. Like you might think, or I thought, that how could this happen to such a righteous and perfect man? And it's because Job's righteousness and his perfection came out of his own natural understanding. He didn't express God, rather he did things that were right according to what his own beliefs were, what he thought were right and wrong. And so at the end, in Job chapter 42, he says, "I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you." This is Job saying. So we see that before he had heard of him, he had an objective understanding, but now he has a subjective experience of God. He can now he experiences and enjoys God. And at the end, God gives him his payday. He gives him twice as much as he had before. Amen.
Praise the Lord for this amazing weekend. We've just been so uplifted over the past 2 days, and I just want to encourage all the saints to continue running, even after this retreat is over. It's really easy to just go back into the everyday, but we need to keep on running. So I encourage you with 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 25. "Do you not know that those who run on a race course all run, but one receives the prize? Run in this way that you may lay hold. And everyone who contends exercises self-control in all things. They then that we may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Let us run that we may receive the incorruptible crown."
I just really appreciate that the Lord Jesus, he's the first one who knows how to convert the Logos into Rhema. So in Deuteronomy 8, we see that there's a verse says, "Man shall not eat the bread alone, but the words that proceeds out through the mouth of God." And the Lord, he quoted this verse from the Old Testament when he encountered Satan's temptation. So I just appreciate that Paul, he used to know the objective knowledge when he was a baby. I think he heard a lot, like us. But one day he met the Lord on the way, and he asked the Lord, "Who are you, Lord?" So I think after this conference, we all need to go back to ask the Lord, "Who are you, Lord? And what shall I do?" So we can learn how to be humble and learn how to convert the Logos into Rhema and objective knowledge into our subjective experience of Christ.
Amen. The Lord has such a need for us to experience Him subjectively. And we have the Spirit of reality in our spirit guiding us to all the reality. And we can't be fake. We don't have the time to be fake. The Lord can't gain us if we just meet from meeting to meeting, conference to conference. And we need the Lord to gain us now as college students. Yes. And I'm so thankful for all these practical points morning revival, the word prayer and singing. And we did all of that during this conference. But when we go back, aren't you excited to have these practices in your daily living?
Yes.
And especially the singing. You know, we can sing here, we can get caught up just, you know, in the excitement. But when you have your personal time with the Lord, when you're walking to school, you can sing to Him. And I really enjoyed this song, "Oh, How Sweet It Is to Know My Christ." Knowing Him is the goal of my whole life. And we can never graduate from knowing the Lord in a subjective way. So Lord, we want to know You subjectively.
I really enjoyed today's message regarding David's experiences. You see, all the difficult experiences that the Lord put him through, but the purpose was for David to have a personal relationship with the Lord. And it actually relates to this conference. Before coming here, I was wondering, oh, why does this conference have to be this weekend? I have so much work the coming week. Why can't it be during spring break or even, you know, after I graduate? Which wouldn't really make much sense. But I realized that the Lord was testing me, and the Lord really wanted me to turn to Him. So may we be those who develop a personal, intimate, and affectionate relationship with the Lord.
So one message that stood out to me was the aspect of eating Christ. So coming from a liberal campus where being Christian is a minority, I realized that I was spending a lot of time with people who don't take the Lord as their food. And I thought this would be pretty harmless, but I realized from this conference that I too started to eat more of the world, and I guess to place my happiness in things like prestigious jobs or other fleeting worldly desires. But now from this conference, I realize we can simply eat Christ and gain more of Him, and place our faith in the Lord, who's eternal and life-giving.
John 16:13. But when He, the Spirit of reality, comes, He will guide you into all the reality.
Amen.
The impression I got from this verse and from this conference is that God is really for us.
Amen.
And He's the Spirit in our spirit.
Amen.
And He will guide us into all the reality.
Amen.
So I appreciate it. You know, this week we're going through this matter of how we convert all these objective knowledge that we got into subjective experiences of Christ, and this Christ that is being worked into our being. And I realize, you know, apart from the spirit of reality, there's really no way.
Amen.
And I appreciate it. To touch the spirit of reality, we need to enter into the word.
Amen.
We need to eat the word.
Amen.
And even allow it to be digested and assimilated.
Amen.
I realize sometimes the eating is there, but I'm so stubborn within, and I want to do the things that I want to do, so I don't let this digestion and assimilation take place. So I lose my appetite for the word of God. But I appreciate it so much that this was spoken this week, and we need to take care of our eating and our digesting.
Amen.
And we enter into many subjective experiences of Christ.
Amen.
And this will fulfill His purpose and take care of what is on His heart.
Amen.
Everyone, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.